Welcome to Zikru Daf Siman Nun Memorei Avram Goldar and today Maseches Baba Kama Daf Samach Hei, the seventh parak Merubah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav said Karen Ke'ein Shoganav. A thief pays the principal according to its value when he stole it. Tashim Kefo Tashim Arba Chamisha Kashas Hamad Bedin, and he pays Kefo and Dalav Hei according to its value at the time of appearance in court. The extra words in the pasuk Geneva and Chayim teach Achiel Karen Ke'ein Shoganav, revive the principal of the stolen item as it was when he stole it. Tosos explains that this implies that only the principal is paid according to the theft, but the additional payments follow its later value. Rav is challenged from a Braisa teaching that if a ganav fattened an animal, he pays kefal and dal v'hei according to its value when he stole it. The Gemara answers that the ganav can say, "On the patimna va'ad shaklat, I fattened it and you'll take an additional payment." Another Braisa teaches the same where the thief weakened the animal. And the Gemara answers, "Mali katla kula, mali katla palga. What difference is it to me if he killed it completely or if he killed it halfway?" Rashi explains that the shechita is considered to have begun then. The Gemara says that Rav's ruling refers to fluctuations in price. Point number two, the Gemara further analyzes Rav's ruling. If Rav is discussing where the item was worth one zuz when stolen, and worth four when he shechted it or sold it, and Rav rules that he pays a principal of one, then Rav disagrees with Rabba. For Rabba said that if someone stole a keg of wine, which was worth one zuz, and worth four zuz when it was destroyed, Tavra Oshasya, if he broke the keg or drank the wine, actively destroying it, Mishalom Dalit, he pays for Zuz, its current value. Isper Mamelo Mishalom Zuz, but if it broke by itself, he pays only one Zuz, its original value. Rashi explains that this active destruction constitutes a new act of theft and obligates him according to its new value. Shechting or selling a stolen animal is likewise actively destroying it, so Rabba would hold he pays the principal according to its current higher value. The Gemara answers that Rav is discussing the reverse case where it was originally worth four zuz and worth one zuz at its destruction. And point with you, Rabbi Ilah said, Ganav Tele Venasa Isle, if one stole a lamb and it matured into a ram, Egel Venasa Shor, or he stole a calf and it matured into an ox, Nasa Shinu Biyadav Ukno, it has undergone a significant physical change in his possession, and he thereby acquired it, and henceforth he must pay its value, not return the animal. If he shechs or sells it afterwards, he does not pay dal v'hei because shalohu toveach. Because shalohu toveach, he's shechting that which is his. Shalohu mochereh, he's selling that which is his. Rabbi China challenged him from a brice which says about this very case that he does pay dal v'hei according to its value when stolen, proving that it's not considered a significant change to acquire the animal. Rabbi Chanina explains that he only pays dal v'hei according to its original value, because the ganav can say, did I steal an ox from you? Did I steal a ram from you? He only pays dal v'hei for the item he stole, a calf or a lamb. Rav Sheshes eventually answers Rabbi Ilah that this braisa follows Beis Shammai's opinion, that a ganav does not acquire stolen goods through changes. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav said, Karen Ke'en Shoganav, a thief pays the principal according to its value when he stole it. Tashim Kefo Tashim Arba Chamisha Kashas Hamad Bedin, and he pays Kefo and Dal Vehe according to its value at the time of appearance in court. The extra words in the pasuk Geneva and Chayim teach, Achiel Karen Ke'en Shoganav, revive the principal of the stolen item as it was when he stole it. Tosos explains that this implies that only the principal is paid according to the theft, but the additional payments follow its later value. Rav is challenged from a Braisa teaching that if a ganav fattened an animal, he pays kefal and dal v'hei according to its value when he stole it. The Gemara answers that the ganav can say, "On the patimna va'ad shaklat, I fattened it and you'll take an additional payment." Another Braisa teaches the same where the thief weakened the animal. And the Gemara answers, "Mali katla kula, mali katla palga. What difference is it to me if he killed it completely or if he killed it halfway?" Rashi explains that the shechita is considered to have begun then. The Gemara says that Rav's ruling refers to fluctuations in price. Point number two, the Gemara further analyzes Rav's ruling. If Rav is discussing where the item was worth one zuz when stolen, and worth four when he shechted it or sold it, and Rav rules that he pays a principal of one, then Rav disagrees with Rabba. For Rabba said that if someone stole a keg of wine, which was worth one zuz, and worth four zuz when it was destroyed, Tavra Oshasya, if he broke the keg or drank the wine, actively destroying it, Mishalom Dalit, he pays for zuz, its current value. Isper Mamelo Mishalom Zuzah, but if it broke by itself, he pays only one zuz, its original value. Rashi explains that this active destruction constitutes a new act of theft and obligates him according to its new value. Shechting or selling a stolen animal is likewise actively destroying it, so Rabba would hold he pays the principal according to its current higher value. The Gemara answers that Rav is discussing the reverse case where it was originally worth four zuz and worth one zuz at its destruction. And pointing with you, Rabbi Ilah said, Ganav Tele Venasa Isle, if one stole a lamb and it matured into a ram, Egel Venasa Shor, or he stole a calf and it matured into an ox, Nasa Shinu Biyadav Ukno, it has undergone a significant physical change in his possession, and he thereby acquired it, and henceforth he must pay its value, not return the animal. If he shechs or sells it afterwards, he does not pay dollar behei because shalohu toveach. Because shalohu toveach, he's shechting that which is his. Shalohu mocherah, he's selling that which is his. Rav Chinah challenged him from a brice which says about this very case that he does pay dollar behei according to its value when stolen, proving that it's not considered a significant change to acquire the animal. Rav Chinah explains that he only pays dollar behei according to its original value, because the ganav can say, did I steal an ox from you? Did I steal a ram for you? He only pays dollar behei for the item he stole, a calf or a lamb. Rav Sheshes eventually answers Rabbi Yehuda that this price follows Beis Shammai's opinion, that a ganav does not acquire stolen goods through changes. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Hei, and this Siman suggested to us by Hanan Davis. He suggested that Samech Hei is a seh, a sheep, a sheep. So here goes. The sheep thief, who got upset when he was told in Beis Din that he pays the keren according to the original value, but kefa according to its value when appearing in court, and broke a one zuz keg of wine he stole, requiring him to pay its current value of four zuz, was outraged when the thief next to him, who stole a lamb which matured into a ram which he then sold, was told he did not have to pay dal vehei, since the animal had undergone significant physical change while in his possession. Once again, slow motion. The sheep thief, sheep, that must be Moran Daf Samech Hei. Seh. The sheep thief who got upset when he was told in Beis Din that he pays the keren according to the original value, but kefa according to its value when appearing in court, which reminds us, Rav said, keren ke'ein shogonav, a thief pays the principal according to its value when he stole it. Tashimi kefa tashimi arba chamisha kashasa mad bedin, and he pays kefa and dal vehei according to its value at the time of appearance in court. The extra words in the pasuk Geneva and Chaim teach, revive the principle of the stolen item as it was when he stole it. Tosfos explains that this implies that only the principal is paid according to the theft, but the additional payments follow its later value. So the sheep thief, who got upset when he was told in Beis Din that he pays the keren according to the original value, but kefa according to its value, when appearing in court, and broke a one zuz keg of wine he stole, requiring him to pay its current value of four zuz, which reminds us, Rabbi said that if someone stole a keg of wine which was worth one zuz, and worth four zuz when it was destroyed, tabra oshasya, if he broke the keg, or drank the wine, actively destroying it, Mishalom Dalit, he pays four zuz, its current value. Isbar Mamela Mishalom Zuz, but if it broke by itself, he pays only one zuz, its original value. Rashi explains that this act of destruction constitutes a new act of theft and obligates him according to its new value. Shechting or selling a stolen item is likewise actively destroying it, so Rabbi would hold he pays the principal according to its current higher value. So the sheep thief, who got upset when he's told in Beis Din that he pays the keren according to the original value, but kefa according to its value when appearing in court, and broke a one zuz keg of wine he stole, requiring him to pay its current value of four zuz, was outraged when the thief next to him, who stole a lamb which matured into a ram which he then sold, was told he did not have to pay dal behei, since the animal had undergone significant physical change while in his possession. All right, so now it's time for a four blah back chazara. Daf Samachov. So the Zimmer Daf Samachov is a saw, and we often use a magician doing the saw person in half trick. So here goes. The magician practicing his saw a person in half while lighting the box on fire trick. Saw a person in half? That must be more on Daf Samachov. Saw. The magician practicing his saw a person in half while lighting the box on fire trick, who was terrified when the fire got out of control and got bent by wind and crossed over his four amma high wall, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Avra gadar shehu gavo dalad amos, if a fire which one lit on his own property crossed a wall four amas high, or derech harabim, or nahar, or a public road or a river, pater, he's exempt. There's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel whether the exemption applies to a kalachas, a rising fire, or to a nikfefes, a bent fire, referring to a fire bent by the wind. So the magician practicing his saw a person in half while lighting the box on fire trick, who was terrified when the fire got out of control and got bent by wind and crossed over his four amma high wall, had called the Hakola Fi Hadleika fire department to come, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Hamadlich Matoch Shalom, if one lights a fire within his own property, Ad Kamatav Vor Hadleika, until how far is the fire expected to pass? Four opinions are recorded, the fourth one being Rabbi Shimon, who says, Hakolafi Hadleika, it all depends on the fire, which is explained to mean Hakolafi Gova Hadleika, it all depends on the height of the fire, which determines how far the fire is expected to travel. Shmuel says, the halakha is like Rabbi Shimon. So the magician practicing his saw a person in half while lighting the box on fire trick, who was terrified when the fire got out of control and got bent by wind and crossed over his four amma high wall, had called the Hakolafi Hadleika fire department to come. But they were busy telling an arsonist who lit someone's pile of grain on fire that he was chayav to pay for the burned threshing tools that had been hidden there, but not for the burnt purse, which reminds us, where one set a fire in his property, the Chachamim say he's patur on all hidden items. Where he lit in another person's property, Rabbi Yehuda holds him liable even for an arniki, a purse, not commonly hidden in grain. And the Chachamim say, kelim shedarkan lehatin begadish, for kelim commonly hidden in a grain pile, such as threshing tools, he's chayev, but not for items not commonly hidden there, such as a purse. Dav Samach Beis. So the similar Dav Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine admiral, submarine, that must be where Dav Samach Beis. The submarine admiral who discovered that the uniform he hid without permission under his pile of grain in someone's yard was burned in a fire, which reminds us, although Rabbi Yehuda ordinarily obligates paying for hidden items damaged by fire, if someone receives permission to pile grain in his fellow's field and hides items there, Rabbi Yehuda agrees the owner would be patur if fire damaged those items which were there without permission. So the submarine admiral who discovered that the uniform he hid without permission under his pile of grain in someone's yard was burned in a fire caused by flax on a camel being ignited by Ner Chanukah, which had been placed outside the submarine accessory store, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if a camel bearing flax walked near a store, and the flax entered the store and was ignited by the store owner's lamp, the camel's owner pays for any damages. But if the store owner left his lamp outside the store, he is liable for the damages. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'ner Chanukah Pater. Regarding a Ner Chanukah, he is Pater since he has permission to place it there for the mitzvah. So the submarine admiral who discovered that the uniform he hid without permission under his pile of grain in someone's yard was burned in a fire caused by flax on a camel being ignited by Ner Chanukah, which had been placed outside the submarine accessory store, saw one of his officers who was towing Tainas Ganav, but who had sold the animal in his care, pay dollar behe, which reminds us, the seventh parak begins, Maruba Midas Tashumi Kefo Mamidas Tashumi Arba Chamisha. The rule of double payment for a thief is more inclusive than the rule of fourfold or fivefold payment made if the thief sold or shechted stolen ox or sheep. Kefo applies both to living beings and inanimate items, where dal behe only applied to an ox or sheep. The Gemara notes that since no other difference was mentioned, the Mishnah supports Rabbi Chiya bar Abba's ruling that Hatohen Tainas Ganav does pay dal behe. Others say this proof was defective because the Mishnah does not say ain bane. There is no difference between them except the Mishnah taught one difference, but there may be others. Dav Samach Gimel. So the similar Dav Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The thief on his kol davar pesha segue. Segue? That must be more on Dav Samach Gimel. The thief on his kol davar pesha segue, zipping past all the items one pays kefo for, which reminds us, the Gemara asks for the source of the Mishnah's ruling that kefo is paid for any stolen item. A brisa derives from a klal, prat uklal, to include most items, but the Gemara said it should not include birds, or at least non-kosher birds, which should not convey any tumah, in contrast to the examples of the pasuk. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, kol ribu yehu. The word any in the pasuk of a kol davar pesha is an inclusionary term, which teaches to include all items, even inanimate ones, in the law of kefil. So the thief on his kol davar pesha segue, zipping past all the items one pays kefil for, who was stopped by a shomer chinam who asked if he should falsely claim that an item he was guarding was lost or stolen from him, which reminds us, a mishnah is quoted about one who confronts a shomer chinam asking for his item, and the shomer says, avat, it was lost, and the owner then demanded he swear to his claim, and the shomer said, amen. If Adim testified that the shomer lied and he himself ate it, he pays only the principal of the item. However, if the shomer said, nignav, it was stolen from me, and agreed to swear to that effect, and then Adim testified that he stole it himself, mishalim tashumi kefil, he must pay the double payment, and this is the rule of atolim tainas ganav, pays kefil. So the thief on his kol davar pesha segue, zipping past all the items one pays kefil for, who was stopped by a shomer chinam who asked if he should falsely claim that an item he was guarding was lost or stolen from him, responded that if he took a shvu after being atolim tainas ganav, he would have to pay kefil, which reminds us, a brisa derives that the case where a shomer pays kefil when he is tohen tainas ganav is only where the shomer swore like his claim. The pasuk says, "V'nikrav b'habayis Elohim," and the homeowner, meaning the shomer, shall approach the court. This means l'shvua, to take an oath. Dav Samach Dalet. So the simmer Dav Samach Dalet relates to sod, secret, and we use a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be more on Dav Samach Dalet, sod. The secret agent who discovered the source that a thief pays kefil in the pasuk im himatze timatze, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an alternate source for kefil on all items im himatze timatze. If being found, it will be found. So the secret agent who discovered the source that a thief pays kefil on the pasuk im himatze timatze, and was then thrown off when he saw someone else who was motive a kanas use the same pasuk to exempt himself, even when Adim came after, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, according to the Tana, that one of the psukim of Shomer teaches a ganav's laws of kefil. What is the pasuk of Imi Matzei Timatzei explicitly discussing a thief coming to teach? It answers that Rabba Bar Hilai darshaned is to teach Rabba's ruling. Moda b'knas v'achrakach ba'u edim pater. One who admits to liability for a fine, and then edim came and testified as much, he's pater from the knas. The pasuk im himatze timatze teaches im himatze be'edim, if it is found through edim, timatze be'dayanim, then it will be found by judges that he must pay the knas. Prat l'marshi et satzmo, but this excludes one who incriminates himself. So the secret agent who discovered the source, that a thief pays kef on the pasuk im himatze timatze, and was then thrown off when he saw someone else who was motivated by knas use the same pasuk to exempt himself even when edim came after, was surprised when a thief got caught and paid kef even though he didn't take a Shavua, which reminds us, the Gemara has Ve'emo Ganav Atzmo B'Shvua. Let's say that a thief himself only pays Kefal if he swore a Shavua, denying his theft. According to the Tana, the thief's Kefal is taught in the Psukim of Shomer. In a Braisa, Rabbi Yaakov answers that the Torah says, Shnayim Yishalem, he shall pay twofold, meaning Shalom B'Shvua, even without an oath. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do we have a question if a Tohen Tainas Ganav pays Dalet or Hay? That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Good. Number 2. Which of the when a thief pays the principal according to its value when he stole it? And Kefal and Dal Vehei Kashas Hamad Abedin. That's on Daf. Samach Hei. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do you discuss whether the assessment for damage to undeveloped grain is based on the field's current value or harvest time value? That's on Daf. Nun test. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you learn that some darshan the pasuk im himatzet himatzet to teach that a moda b'knas is pater even where edim come after? That's on Daf. Samach Dal. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn if one stole a lamb and it became a ram in his possession and then he sold or shechted it? He does not pay dal behei. That's on Daf. Samach Hei. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we discuss three warriors of David HaMelech who risked their lives and ran through the camp of the Plishtim to bring a Shiloh to the Sanhedrin? That's on Daf. Samach. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we discuss whether the exemption for a fire that crossed a barrier is with a Kolachas, a rising fire, or a Nikfefes, a bent fire? That's on Daf. Samach off. Good. Number 8. Which of the Rabbi Yudo holds that if flags carried by a camel got ignited by a Ner Chanukah placed outside, the owner of the Ner Chanukah is put because he had Rishus to place the Ner Chanukah there? That's on Daf. Samach Beis. Good. Number 9. Which of the an alternate source for a kefal in all items is the pasuk im himatze timatze? That's on Daf. Samach Dod. Good. Number 10. Which of the one about the sugya of Tavra Vashasya, where a thief breaks a keg of wine he stole and is required to now pay its current value? That's on Dov. Samach Hei. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhofer from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.